Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord, He's above it all. And in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And I greet you amidst all that's going on in the world at such a time as this. It's an amazing time to be alive. It's an amazing time to be a part of the things that God is doing on the earth. And so much going on right now. So many things on so many different fronts, on so many different places. But the truth remains: keep our eyes on Christ. Be aware but not distracted. Ride the wave, you know, keep your focus on the living God. Do the things that He gives you to do, the things that are in front of you. Do all things as unto the Lord. We don't have, in our time here on the earth, we don't have a personal agenda. We don't have it's not about us. You know, it is about Him. It is about walking with Him. It is about doing the things that the Father has for us to do, and not about our own thing. You know, the place where there's so much sorrow that comes is when people set up their own expectation, and in doing so, they just want God to bless it. But it's the thoughts of their own mind, it's the thoughts of their own hearts. And there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's a lot of things that seem like a good idea at the time, a good idea to us, but golly, if you got what you wanted, you don't know where you would end up in your own thinking. You know, it's really something that you got to let God direct and lead and guide and trust. You know, sometimes we have to push through and press through, but sometimes, hey, it's Him redirecting. You know, it's him quickening, it's Him allowing for something different than maybe what your thought is or what your initial expectation is. Because, you know, it's human nature to want certain levels of security and certain things to be consistent, and, you know, and to sort of be able to predict. But God wants us to trust. And, you know, the nature of our time here in this life is not about setting up everything to be perfect here. It's about doing that which God has for you to do. You want to complete and finish the work that the Father has. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't have stuff and things and houses and vehicles and family and kids and all that kind. It doesn't mean anything that it's just the proper perspective, the proper priorities. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. You know, you want to seek Him first, and in doing so, let the rest of the things flow. Let the rest of the things be what they are. Because when other things come up, then those are things that have to be dealt with. And if God loves you, He's going to have to deal with those things in your heart, in your mind, in your intention. So you want to, the fastest way to progress with what God is doing is to put all of yourself into as much as He's revealed to you of who He is, for His plan and purpose, and for the manifestation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. So You know, it is a challenging time to be alive, but it's also an incredible time to be alive. So, you know, the impacts that we're able to make in these times, they're going to be different. And you don't want to allow man and the thinking of man to be that which sets the limits of who you are and what you can do and what you can be. You know, the world has no concept for what the child of God can do and be, because the world is just trying to take the information it has and work on the data points. But God brings something totally different and new. Behold, He does a new thing. You know, and so you want to move with the new thing that God is doing, not the old way of the world, which is trying to just shoehorn everything back into the old box that was once before. I mean, tell me, you know, 20 years ago, could we do this? No. No, we couldn't do this. We could not communicate like this. The word couldn't reach you like this. The questions that you would be having today, you weren't allowed to ask those before. And if you did ask those before, they had the way of snuffing them out and making you a social pariah. But now you ask that question and you realize, you know what, there's a lot of other people out there with that question. There's a lot of other people waking up. There's a lot of other people that are asking and not getting sufficient responses. You know, we have questions about the way that the institution of the church has usurped the actual spiritual church of the living God. We have issue with the way that the institution of the body of Christ has gone in and assumed to be something that it's not. You know, when Jesus asked Peter, "Whom do men say that I am?" And he had all the answers then, and he said, "Well, who do you say that I am, Peter?" And Jesus, and Peter's response is, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven has revealed this to you. I tell you, you're Peter. Upon this rock, you're Peter, you're Petros. You know, you're the little rock. But upon this rock, Petra, upon this big rock, I'm going to build my church." And what's the big rock? Not Peter, not the little rock. Upon the big rock. What's the big rock? This revelation of who Christ Jesus is, that only the Father can give. Only the Father can give. And Jesus said, "No man comes unto the Father unless the Spirit draws him." So there you go. There you go. And that is the revelation inside the heart of every child of the living God, who Christ Jesus is. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that's who we serve. That's who we walk with. That's who gives us our directives for our window and our season of experience here in this paradigm. And, you know, for me, when this whole thing is done, hey, that's cool. Thank you, Father, for the experience. And let's move on to the next thing. Because this world is not our home. This life is not our home. But God blesses us in it. But this is not by any means any of our long-term thing. We come into this paradigm for a reason and a season. And in this window, the Good Shepherd finds us. He doesn't lose even one of his sheep. So he finds us and draws us unto himself and reveals himself to us. "My sheep know my voice, they won't follow another. They hear the voice of the living God, and he reveals to them that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And we follow him. And as we follow him, and we move forward, and the Spirit of God goes before us, the angel of the living God goes before us, the gates of hell don't prevail against the church of the living God. Not the institution of the church. Come on, you guys. The institution of the church is full of the enemy. The institution of the church is not going anywhere. The institution of the church, the man-made structural system, has been infiltrated. The institution of the church, they're not going anywhere. There's a building built and they tell everybody, come here. Come to the meeting. Come to the meeting. That's whereas the body of Christ is moving. The body of Christ is going. We're sent the day that we're saved. We're sent the day that God reveals himself in you. You are sent out. And you go and you make known that good news unto others. That there's a way forward. There's a way out. You don't have to live your life in bondage. You don't have to live your life in slavery. You can go forward in the things of the living God. And you can do that which God has for you to do. And you can be what God intends you to be. The gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. That which God has put in you, He'll quicken by His Spirit once you're ingrafted into the vine. To be and to do what God wants you to be and to do. All your skills, talents, and abilities will be animated by the very Spirit of the living God that rose Christ Jesus from the dead, made the worlds, fashioned the stars, put them in the sky, did all of those things. And those will work through you to do incredible, incredible things. And while the world is running around and trying to figure out some way to siphon off a little bit of power, steal an idea, run with something, get a bunch of people to follow something just so they can garner and harness that to just keep themselves going for a little bit of time to fill up that gas tank, you, brothers and sisters in Christ, the Spirit of the living God flows through you. Rivers of living water flow through your belly. You are poured out as God intends, and you have an eternal source welling up within you and being poured out as God intends. That they cannot deal with. You, being ingrafted into the vine, have more over a course and a window and a season than they will ever have in their entire collective, because their collective is limited. Their collective is cut off. They're like branches that have been cut off, and they wither and they die. That's why they always have to find new blood. That's why they always have to keep the Ponzi scheme going. You know, in a Ponzi scheme, that's one reason why this whole thing collapses in the end, by the way, is because they run out. The Ponzi scheme eventually runs out. Isn't it interesting that a Ponzi scheme and a pyramid are the same? And the imagery that's used so often for the world and the world system includes the pyramid? Ponzi scheme. Eventually it collapses. And it collapses under its own weight. You, brothers and sisters, you're not part of that. You've been set free from the slave system. Now walk out of that slave system. Use that which God has put in you and walk out. Touch not the unclean thing and I will receive you. You don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Listen, you've been free. You've been freed, all right? You have the power of God in you to break every witchcraft spell, every incantation, every attack of the enemy can be decimated. You are second to nobody. And you, brothers and sisters, are co-heirs in Christ Jesus, children of the living God. And in the world, all these people in the world are jockeying for position. And you, in Christ, inhabit the highest position that ever there will be. As a prince, as a princess, a child of God, bought and paid for. And the world hates you for it. The spirits of the enemy hate you for it. The fallen angelic, demonic hosts despise you for it, knowing where they came from and knowing that they can never get back there. They tried to work through Enoch, tried to get him to go and petition on their behalf, but there was no repentance found for them. There was no way back found for them. That's why, in part, they put such an effort into going after you. Because they themselves know that and they've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, and at the same time too, that taste will never come back to them. They know what they've lost, and they know the horrors that are waiting for them. So in that whole process, the limitation that they have, and they know that you are, as a child of the living God, beyond limitation. Everything's just opening up for you while everything's being closed off for them. So they hate you. And they use their power, and they use their PR machine, and everything that they've got to try to bring you down, weigh you down, keep you from moving in the things that God gives for you to do, keep you discouraged, keep you off your game, try to inflict your body with sickness and disease, try to get you so wrapped up in the affairs of this life and in this world, with the worries and riches and the pleasures of this world, to try to choke the life of God off that's in you, to make you unfruitful. But yet, if you would follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, God will navigate you through all of it. God will navigate you through all of it. The light of truth will expose everything for what it is in His timing. And you can move forward in the greatest authority that's there. And when you resist the devil, he will flee. When you cast him out, he has to go. When you command him to get out in Jesus' name, he's got to get out. Do what God gives you to do. You're going to find more satisfaction in following the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit than you will ever find in anything the world has to offer you. Period. Period. Nothing the world has to offer you has any substance. Nothing the world has to offer you has any merit. Nothing the world has to offer you would fulfill the longing of your soul. They're very miserable, the worlders, by the way. They're very miserable. And they're falling apart. And they're bankrupt. I was talking to somebody recently about this, and let me bring something to your attention. There's the world, everything the world focuses on is when it comes to that wealth. Everything that the world focuses on is in terms of sorry about that. Just in the middle of a power cut over here. So everything that the world focuses on, and when it comes to wealth, for example, is in terms of financial, which even their system of currency is corrupt and fallen, and is a flawed paradigm and a flawed way of even gathering and transferring value. But their system, in and of itself, that's it for them. Listen, there's all kinds of when you start talking about wealth. Okay, let me give you a few others. Your health. If you don't have good health, if you've got good health, a lot of times people don't appreciate it because they don't recognize what they have until they don't have it. Then you recognize, oh my gosh, what a blessing that was. I mean, how many people that I know that have tremendous amounts of financial resources and they don't have the health to enjoy it? Health is a form of wealth. Your time is a form of wealth. You know, your ability to have time to ponder and to think about things and to pray and to seek God's face, that's a tremendous thing. Your relationships, that's a tremendous wealth. How many people in the world, they don't have a single true relationship? Everything is transactional. Everything is, what can I get from you? And then the second that you are of no value in their system, they broom you so fast it'll make your head spin. Whereas the child of God, you have people that care about you no matter what because of who you are and because of Christ in you, the hope of glory. So spiritual wealth, golly, if you guys... those of you that walk with Christ, you've got it. You've got that which is real, whereas the worlders are completely cut off. So you have that which has tremendous eternal value, and they couldn't even have a clue. So all these things the world does not want you to focus on, does not want you to think about. You know, they just want you to play their game, in their rules, in their setup, and give them power by putting your attention there. Well, when you start saying, you know what, maybe I don't want to do that. Maybe I choose to remove my consent. Maybe I choose to not give that credence, to not give that any legitimacy. Maybe I choose to question the legitimacy of what they propose in the first place. And as you do that, all of a sudden, they just continue to lose their power. Because they need you to buy in order for them to be able to go forward. They can't have you having independent thought. They can't have you questioning their thing. They can't have you calling them out. You know, in the world system, listen, that whole thing is teetering on collapse as is. And all the stuff that they've done to try to usurp value from people, that's being brought into question. Maybe it's not coming into the mainstream, but it's definitely coming. So recognize that you've been blessed on so many different levels with so many things that are of value and of merit. And whatever you need, God will make sure you have it in order to fulfill the plan and purpose He has for you. So you got to trust Him in the way that He works with you. And you got to know and understand that He that began that good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. And you lack no good thing will God withhold from His people. He will not withhold from you. You know, He will give you what you need. But in a lot of cases, the things that people think they need are actually things that would destroy them. And it's a blessing that many times we don't get the things that we think we want. But in God's good time, everything that you need will be there for you. And you got to trust that. And otherwise, just keep going forward. You have in the moment what you need. Trust God and know that He's in control. And with that, we love you guys. Hey, God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. And we should be having something coming up with Buddy Zeff. Pretty soon we'll probably be on his show again. So look forward to catching up with him. Just great friend over the years, him and Trish. Amazing people. God bless you guys, and we'll catch up with you soon. All right, talk to you later. Bye.